boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday, we were talking about the grossest and nastiest things you have found in your company fridge. It got weird. And we talked about how we are pretty positive we have a pee cup in ours. And last night, I got an email from one of our coworkers confessing to the pee cup. Let me backtrack a little quick. We have a cool little company little luncheon next week, so we need to clean the refrigerator. Because we've got to have room in case there's like leftovers, right?
Yeah.
So I sent an email last night and I was like, hey, take all your nasty stuff out of the fridge. We're going to be having a cool company luncheon. We need to have the fridge clean.
Yeah.
Right? This person emailed me and they were like, this is mine in the fridge. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. Please do not discard it. And when they listed all the things, immediately I was like, you're the pee cup. I knew it. You want to know who it is? Or do you have any guesses?
Well, did they allow you to share this information?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't want to.
Let's just say you would guess correctly, I have a feeling.
I don't want to.
Okay, you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I just want to know.
Kelly Lala.
Okay, what is it? No.
She told me I'm allowed to say it because I asked her more questions about her pee cup. First off, it's not one.
Yeah, I figured.
Because she's the last one who needs a pee cup for a drug test. Let me tell you right now.
She is holy.
No, it's, she just, okay, here's the thing. She said it's been in there for years. And when I sent that email last night saying, please clean anything that's expired. Let's clean the refrigerator. Let's get ready for next week. She was like, oh yeah, I got that. I got to clean that out. She said it's been in there for so long and all it was water.
That's what I told you I thought it was.
That's it. That's all it was.
Why was it in a weird cup like that?
In a pee-looking cup? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why she had it in that. I hope she wasn't drinking out of it. I'm not sure. But she's taking it home. I did see it in her purse.
With the water in it?
Oh, no. The water was taken out.
Okay, I'm like, then it wasn't really water. There was something magical about that water that nobody knew about.
She was, in fact, lying, isn't she? What was it?
I don't know. I don't feel like I have closure, really. I have more questions.
It has been a long, long week over here, but I got to tell you, it feels like a sweet victory. That's what it feels like in my head. It's been an entire week since, Taylor, thank you, by the way, again, for last minute happening to take over the show so I could...
Oh, yeah. Why does that feel like it was so long ago?
It does, doesn't it? A week ago, I called Taylor and I was like, would you be able to please cover the show by yourself so that I can go do a wisdom teeth surgery and get 6 teeth removed?
Mm-hmm, like tomorrow.
Like tomorrow. And I'll be able to get jaw surgery done faster. The faster we get these teeth removed, the faster I can get this jaw surgery mm-hmm. done. And the faster I can get out of these braces, right? She just said, yes, ma'am, you got it. I'll handle it, the show by myself. So thank you again for that. But I had to wait a whole week until today to be able to drink from a straw again.
I forgot that was like a rule, a thing. Is it so that you don't poke the holes? What's the...
I think I half read the reason why.
Is it dry? Oh, dry sockets, maybe?
It was something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But you followed that all week.
And I wanted to break it like you wouldn't believe. Because I'm kind of a rule follower, kind of not. It depends on the situation. And I wanted to break the rules for this so badly. Neighbor man kept telling me I couldn't. But God... I'm so glad I can drink out of a straw again. Because let me tell you, this sounds crazy, but I did not drink enough water the last week because I did not have a straw. I drink way more water when there is a straw. Call me crazy.
No, I'm right there with you. I think it sounds crazy, but if you took away my Stanley cup with the straw...
And you just had a Stanley?
I'd shrivel up. I'd be dry. I'd be real dry.
She'd be crusty.
Yeah, I would. So congratulations on being back to
I'll be hydrated
drinking the straw.
Again.
I hope you get all... drinks that need straws all weekend now.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come with those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You might be blocked by one of your exes. But can you imagine being blocked by Apple?
Wait, like, on what?
Your phone.
Like, not on Facebook or...
No. I mean, your phone number being blocked by Apple.
How am I going to call them for support? Is that a stupid question?
Well, okay, so it's not completely like that. This is really happening to a girl named Carly on TikTok. Her phone number got blocked by Apple. Let me explain. She can still make phone calls. She can still send text messages. She cannot send iMessages anymore.
Oh, so she's a green one?
She's a green bubble girl. Mm-hmm. And she's not going to receive anything as an iMessage. She's going to have green bubbles coming to her phone.
Nobody wants to be the green one.
Well, no, it's, I mean, I don't know why we're so irritated by it, but we are.
I don't know either. I just can't stand when my message accidentally sends us green. I'm like, ugh, ew.
That, and you don't have red receipts, obviously.
Yes.
If you're not using iMessage. So basically this starts happening to her and she's like, why are all my texts green? I don't understand. She goes to the Apple store. She goes to the Geek Squad. She goes to her phone provider and nobody had any answers for her. Like, I don't know why your iPhone is not sending any iMessages. That's weird. She found out after contacting Apple themselves that when, you know, when you're like going through your text messages, I don't know how often you delete your messages. I'm going to guess you'd never do, but
no.
You can just delete a conversation or a text, or you can delete and report to spam.
I only do that to political ones.
Okay.
But
good.
Only political ones that come in for my family, because they always come in for my family and never for me.
Sometimes I always do the ones that are like, you have a UPS package that's unclaimed. Like those scammy.
You haven't paid for a toll and you're like, I haven't left the state of Iowa.
Right, exactly. The bad thing about that is a lot of those actually like scammy texts come in as a green text message. They're not an iMessage. So when you report that as spam, it doesn't actually do anything. But when you report an iMessage to spam, it then tells Apple, like, flag this number.
Okay.
They're doing some sketchy things. And then once you get enough of those flags, they're going to ban you from iMessaging. So
it's
somebody,
kind of like when you ban too many people on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or even like Facebook, you end up getting in trouble from Facebook or Instagram for blocking too many people.
Because it's weird behavior. Mm-hmm. There's not really an explanation for it. So it sounds like this girl... people were deleting and reporting her messages so many times that it got her blocked from using iMessage, which kind of sucks. She's like, I'm not sending spam to people. Why am I getting punished? I found she had a part two update because she was like, I don't know, you guys. I don't really have an answer. I might have to change my phone number. She posted an update today and said they unblocked her. But if it happens again, they cannot help her anymore. You can only get banned once and then you're out of luck.
Give me her phone number. I want to block her. Just kidding.
That is so
mean.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Nothing. I was cutting it close. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Because here's the thing. We were shooting a TikTok. Check out our TikTok at Z102.9. And in less than 10 seconds, we're like, oh, crap, we got to talk on the air.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I don't even have my headphones. So, you know what? She didn't even look out the window. How about you properly look out the window? And I will do what we shouldn't do in radio, and that is called stalling. So Taylor is looking out our two gigantic windows to try to see if there's anything going on out there for the Taylor window update that we completely forgot it was happening. Stalling. Tell me there was something.
I have nothing. I just
Are
wanted to hear
serious?
You stall as long as possible. You were pretty bad at it.
Because you know what? They prep us for all sorts of things in our radio training, whether that is like severe weather or emergencies that you have to talk in radio. Mm-hmm. They never, ever once do they ever train you on stalling.
I think you failed. Next time I want to hear some dad jokes. I want to
I don't have dad jokes
maybe
on
a
hand.
Song.
Do you have dad jokes on hand? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm not the staller though.
You know what I'm going to do?
My job is to distract.
You know what? Instead of dad jokes, I'm just going to play random things on our music page.
Oh, fun.
To stall. I'll just be like, "Okay, you know what? How about this?"
Hey.
Because why? I had to stall. Quality radio, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks for coming along. I got nothing to say about outside. That was a fun activity.
We're still going to get in trouble for that one. Just kidding.
We'll see.
So Sunday is Mother's Day, and of course you're going to thank your mom in your life with a card, flowers, or whatever you're going to get her. And then there are people who don't have a mom. Things have happened, right? And then there are people like me who don't have a good relationship with their mom. And so, luckily for us, there are people who have stepped up and have made an impact and who have kind of been a mom figure. We want to know if you've had somebody step up in your life. Shout them out. Text us or call us 319-200-1029. We want to hear who they are. This is your opportunity to honestly give them their radio fame.
Exactly. That's what moms want.
And I have two people I really want to shout out. First is my stepmom, Veronica. It's funny. She has no idea I'm doing this. Who lives all the way in Texas. I think she kind of stepped into the role of being a stepmom. Mm. And she doesn't have any kids. At like an awkward moment in my life when I was like a junior in high school. So it was kind of awkward of like, how do I be a stepmom? How do I not be like too much and all these things? And I think she has been so cool without being too much, but also being just enough for me when I need her to be there. And I think she's just been fantastic. So I really want to thank her for that over the last several years. And then I want to shout out, and she has no idea I'm doing this, our coworker, Loretta.
Yeah.
Loretta.
Work mom.
Work mom, Loretta. Loretta has been, I literally will ask her the stupidest things here that I probably shouldn't ask a coworker because maybe HR wouldn't like it, but she's just like a mom figure to me. She's let me borrow a car before because I needed it.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God. She's made sure when I was going through a relationship problem, making sure I was getting like fed, make sure I was okay. She has done everything. She's constantly checking in on me. She is like my mom without being a mom. And if one day she could adopt me, I'd love that.
You hear that, Loretta?
Get the paperwork started.
You got the paperwork ready? We're talking about Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And obviously, you want to shower your mom with the love. But also, you may have had another woman in your life step up as a mother figure on top of having your mom. You may have lost your mom or don't have a relationship with your mom. So we want to highlight those women who have stepped up and made you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us and tell us who it is and shout them out at 319-200-1029. Shelby, who's that for you?
Hi, yes. I would like to give a shout out to Anita. She's actually my ex's mom. Back when I was a teenager, I got pregnant. She took me in, helped me get back into school, and she's the reason that I was able to turn my life around.
That's amazing.
That is so cool. Are you still in touch with her?
Oh, yes.
I love that.
She's amazing.
Shout out to Anita. Oh, my gosh. What an incredible relationship.
That's awesome.
That is to have. Kathy, who's that person for you?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my oldest sister, Ann Bumgartner, for taking over for my mother when she died when I was very young.
Siblings, the way that siblings have to step up sometimes without, I mean, that's not really their job.
That's not their job.
But sometimes they do. I would say, outside of my mom, I would shout out my oldest sister, Ashley. Because,
the one that just had a baby?
Yeah, correct. She's 10 years older than me. So, I mean, like growing up, she just seemed so much older. She babysat us a lot.
Oh man, that means she didn't get to go out party or anything.
Oh yeah, I mean, she dealt with three younger siblings. She babysat us. I actually lived with her right out of college because I couldn't afford to live on my own.
I always forget that. And did she let you live rent-free?
She let me live rent-free.
Wow.
She has stepped up in so many ways, and she'll be like, okay, Taylor, let's talk about your student debt. I'm going to give you a spreadsheet on how to pay your student loans. You know what I mean? Like, she just, like, goes out of her way to help me out and, like, get my life together.
Can I have her?
You want her to step up as your mom, too?
I need her to give me a spreadsheet.
Noted.
Well, I just got called out in a phone call.
Yeah, you did.
I was saying I need to have Marvin Gaye come over and maybe play some music to set the mood, and it's not for me and Neighbor Man. This caller's like, hey, you know, Marvin Gaye is no longer with us.
Yeah, he died like 40 years ago. Which, I'm not going to lie, news to me.
Dude, say news to too, bro. Thanks, caller. We appreciate you keeping the two fools in the afternoon up to date.
The sentiment still stands.
Yeah, I still need the music. Here's why. Again, not for me and Neighbor Man. There's two love birds in the house is the best way I can put it. We've got a dog named Zaw. He's a boy. And we've got a dog named Evie. She's a girl. And the best way to put it, they've been doing the no pants dance every second of the day. It started about a week before Evie had her flow came to visit, okay? It was about a week before that. So I thought it was like a dominance thing. Oh. Then Flo was here. And I was like, okay, it's because she's in heat, right? And things happen when you are. That's over. And the no pants dance is still happening every second. I was on the phone with you last night, and then you're hearing neighbor man saying, hey, stop it. No.
Yeah.
It's every second. And then I called him today to just catch him up on my day, and I hear him in the background going, knock it off. No, stop it. Get off of each other. I can't. What is going on, Taylor? I am sick and tired of it.
I have no idea. I have only ever had boy dogs my entire life, which that is a struggle, even sometimes with, you know, pillows and things or their toys.
Yes.
However, it's a little more difficult when a girl dog is involved because who knows what's going to happen. I don't know what you do.
My thing is it still a dominance thing? Or are they in love? Is it a heat thing? I have no idea because they just play around like you wouldn't believe. And it's seriously, I kid you not, every 2 seconds. I'm at this point, I'm like, we got to separate them.
That's what I was going to say.
You want a dog?
But then what if you are like ruining their love story? You are a romantic at heart.
I am a romantic. But these two, I just don't think should, I don't know, have you know.
Offspring?
Thank you. I just don't think they're right together.
I mean, I think you might need to separate them and put a window in between.
And also, I can't be a mother.
Well, that's a whole other problem we got to talk about.
You know what's funny about our cat, Fat Mochi, is the thing that he likes to bond with me the most about is when I do my makeup.
Uh-huh.
Does your boy cat do this too?
Kind of.
Shut up. Is this a boy cat thing? Okay, hear me out. Anytime I'm doing my makeup, especially if I'm like sitting on the floor or sitting on a chair, he will find his way to be near me and watch me or just to play with what's going on. Because yesterday I did my makeup in the bathroom, so I was standing, and then he got on the counter and he was like, I want to see everything today. I did my makeup on the floor in the bedroom, and he jumped up on a little bookshelf and he literally just sat there and just watched me waving his cat tail. And I have photos, and you look me up on Instagram, there are photos of him sitting in my lap while doing makeup and he's playing with my beauty blender.
Mm-hmm.
He loves makeup time.
Dude, same. Romeo, I sit in my bathroom sink to do my makeup.
Okay, we live different lifestyles here now.
I don't know why. I have done it for years. I like to get real close to all my pores in the mirror. But in my bathroom that I have now, I have two sinks. So
he sits in the other sink? Tell me he does.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I sit in one sink, and then he normally will jump up and sit in the other sink and curl up. And if he gets up and walks towards me, I like to use my brushes on his little head.
He loves it.
For
the first time today, I took the little brush and I like pretended to put little powder. I didn't actually have powder on it, but I was like, let me put some little powder on you.
Yeah, I like to pretend we're doing Get Ready With Me.
Yeah. You know what you need to do is get a photo of you in the one sink and him in the other, because that is a photo moment.
I'm just saying. He really likes NARS blush. he likes...
Shout out NARS.
Say... bronzer. My guy knows what he's talking about. He's an influencer in the making. I'm a little bit horrified that I could be completely humiliating myself on TikTok. Did you ever notice me reposting things on my personal account? Reposting or sharing to my story or whatever they call it on TikTok?
Not for you, no.
Okay.
I know I do, and I do see Jaden from The Night Show do it.
Do you do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only reshare, though, the videos I'm in on C102.9.
Oh, that makes sense. I had a moment last night.
I don't think I repost anything else.
Okay, it's very easy to do because I, like you, I've seen other people who repost stuff all the time or add it to their story or whatever. I don't even know what they call it. But I was like doom scrolling last night and getting a little sleepy. And I like swiped up for some reason. I think I was trying to send the TikTok to somebody. And it immediately shared it to my story. And it was something like bizarre that I was trying to send my brother. And you know that I send him inappropriate, mm-hmm. weird things. And it was like, shared to your story. And I'm like, well, I don't need other people to see this. I'm not even going to like it. I'm going to text it to my brother privately. So how many times have I done this and didn't even realize it? I quickly realized, like, figured out how to unshare it from my story. But now I'm like, how many times have I done this and I didn't even know?
I just looked and no, everything I've reposted is only like Z102.9 other than it looked
Can
like.
Can you see what you've reposted?
Yes, there's a tab for it, Taylor. If you go to your profile.
Am I 80 years old? Now
yeah,
I'm
probably.
Having a whole other crisis.
Go to your you've got your thing.
Yeah.
And it's right in the center.
Oh, okay, good. It says none.
But here's what I do that I mess up a lot is I accidentally send you a TikTok. I'll be like falling asleep.
Yeah.
While I'm doom scrolling. And then if you like click, if you accidentally hold the screen just a little too much.
Yeah, you send it to someone.
It will be like send to your most recent person or your most popular. And I'd be sending you the stupidest things.
Yeah.
And you're probably like, why'd she send this to me?
Yeah. No, that's happened to me.
With me?
No. Oh. I sent Dallas Jacopez, former Iowa Hawkeye player, a curly hair routine on accident.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want you to really think about this logically. I saw a clip on TikTok. I don't think it's real. If it is, then I'm actually kind of concerned. Somebody was like, oh my gosh, our company is finally giving us what we've been asking for. Starting on Monday, employees can trade 3 PTO hours for 1 slap that can be used on anyone in the company. And I had people in the comments being like, would I actually do that? Would I trade 3 paid time off hours to go whack whoever's annoying you? And now you don't necessarily have to think about it here. It could be a past job. But I'm like,
past jobs, yeah.
3 hours, that's like, okay, about a half a work day. Would I sacrifice taking a half a work day to go smack someone?
It's only 3 hours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
A little less than half.
I said at other jobs, yeah. I'm going to take that back, though. At other jobs, it was so hard to rack up, like, PTO.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'd never had PTO. You know what I mean?
It would depend on your
how long you've
agreement
been there,
or whatever,
right?
Yeah.
And it was like, God forbid you took a week and it's like all your PTO's gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, it wouldn't be worth it. Here, our PTO, I've been here for so long. Our PTO has racked up. My PTO is racked up. You've got a lot of PTO racked up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about smacking, okay? I don't want to condone violence.
But the smacking is where I'm like, can it be something different?
I would rather it be
Can I just say a swear word to their face?
Oh, see, I don't even like that. I want a mild inconvenience. Because if I slapped you, I was like, oh my God, Destiny.
See, I don't think I would slap you.
I'm losing 3 hours because you just have annoyed me so much. Whack. But then I have to see you the next day and we both know that I smacked you the day before. That's weird. I would rather.
Also, that would hurt my hand.
Well, yes, that would hurt physically. I would rather be able to spend 3 of my PTO hours in exchange for mildly inconveniences.
You give them a flat tire?
Well, maybe. Or like your computer is ridiculously slow all day.
It does like an update. No, because that's beneficial for them. Now they don't got to work. You didn't think about that one.
I guess you're right. I don't know what it would be then. I would rather make you be as annoyed as I am annoyed at you. You know what I'm saying? I want you to suffer.
Yeah. That's why I think I want to be able to say a swear word to their face.
You do that anyways.
Who have I sworn at?
I guess at? You do be swearing a lot.
I do be swearing behind closed doors, but not to anyone.
I think you'll do that for free.
I want to say a silly doofus. I want to call someone a doofus. You doofus!
Oh.
And then I just want to not get in trouble for that one. Like, I want to be able to do that, you know?
Can you try it on Monday? I want to see what happens.
Just don't call someone a doofus?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be you, because I think I'd least get in trouble with you. You wouldn't report me to HR. And then
I'm
like,
calling HR.
And then, you know what? They'd be like, well, she's your co-host, so it's fine. So I'll call you a doofus. On no. Monday, loud and proud, right on the radio. You know what? I'll do it now. Doofus.
Okay, give me three of your PTO hours.
Oh, come on.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
My mom, we call on this show Mama Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. She is honestly a momager. She's a mom to four, including me. She was my dance momager, so you know.
Oh, dear.
She knew what was up with the bedazzling and the drama, and she's Superwoman, honestly. She looks like Kris Jenner, and they have some similar behaviors, and I think she secretly loves that we say that. So I want to play a fun game of who said it, Mama Kris Jenner, a.k.a. my real mom, or the real Kris Jenner, because they say a lot of similar things. So I have some quotes here, Destiny, and you can guess who said it.
Are you going to ring the bell if I get it correct?
Oh, yeah, let me do that. Okay,
great.
Let's see here.
I have a feeling I'm not going to do very well.
It's going to be difficult. The first quote, I don't have any cell service here, and it's making me have a rash.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That seems a little like drama queen, which is definitely Kris Jenner vibes. But also, we're in Iowa and we hardly ever have cell service. So I'm going to go with that's Mama Kris Jenner.
That was real Kris Jenner.
Seriously?
Really? Okay. Seriously. Okay. How about, I prefer a sassy, maybe even angry vibe.
That's definitely your mom.
That is my mom. I don't remember what she was talking about, but.
Was that in a text message?
Yeah.
I could tell.
She was feeling spicy. I don't know. Let's do, why do men with trucks think they must back into parking
spots?
This
is your mom. I can already tell.
Sir, do you anticipate an emergency exit?
This is your mom.
That's my mom.
It was why that gave it away.
It was in all caps. I had to say it like that. Sorry. Okay. How about, my lips look like a Who from Whoville.
That's a good one. I don't know. Wow, that is a really good one. Mama Kris Jenner?
Wrong. Real Kris Jenner.
Really?
Correct.
Why was she saying that?
She probably had filler or something. My mom.
Did she do filler?
My mom does not. We are blessed. I have my mom's good lips. Big old lips. Thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. In honor of Mother's Day this weekend, I'd like to take this moment to highlight my very own mother, who we lovingly call Mama Kris Jenner on this show. She gives momager vibes. She's a superwoman. She also has quite the attitude, that of Kris Jenner, honestly. And it doesn't hurt that she also kind of looks like Kris Jenner, okay? So I have a fun game because my mom says a lot of out-of-pocket things, as does Kris Jenner. I have some quotes, and Destiny is guessing who said them. Mama Kris Jenner, a.k.a. my mom, or the real Kris Jenner. So I have a few more quotes for you.
I'm
if
ready.
You are ready to decipher these. How about this? I have one word for tonight. Vodka.
Oh, my God. Does your mom drink? Did I see her at a Pork Tornadoes concert? Because I feel like there's alcohol. There is alcohol there. I'm going to say your mom said that.
She was at a Pork Tornadoes concert, though.
Did she drink, though?
Probably drinking a seltzer.
Yeah.
So close.
It's something she would have said, but she hasn't.
Exactly. Exactly. How about this? My God, I even wear an apron now. What's happening?
That's so your mom, because she's into cooking now. That's got to be your mom.
Yeah, she loves to make homemade bread, and she has fully embraced that lifestyle now.
Now, I could have also seen this being Kris Jenner because she's got a cooking book.
Yeah, she's a good cook.
I bought you. She what?
I think so. I think her and Chloe are like the cooks of the family.
Cooking book. I bought you for Christmas one
year. There's good stuff in there. I've made some pastas. Don't get me started. Anyways, back to the quotes. How about this? The other day I was arranging coffee table books and magazines around the house. Somebody looked at me and said I was crazy, but I have to have everything in a certain order or I can't sleep at night.
Okay, I'm going to overthink this one.
Okay.
To prove that I think I'm right. This quote said, somebody looked at me, and your mom and your dad are empty nesters. So there would have been nobody else to look at your mother other than your dad. And she would have said, your dad looked at me and thought I was crazy. So for that, I'm going to say it was Kris Jenner, because she would have had bodyguards. She would have probably publicity there. Mm. This is a Kris Jenner. Yeah, my overthinking gets me everywhere.
But this would be my mother. I mean, if there is a drawer that's slightly open, she's going to let you know she's upset about it.
Really?
100%.
Did you get yelled at as a lot as a kid? We're not going to talk about that one.
She likes a clean kitchen, okay? Okay, I have one more for you. And I'm going to censor it.
Oh, God.
Ever since I was a little girl, I knew I wanted everyone to shut up. Is how I'll say it.
It's
colorful.
I've only had a couple conversations with your mom, but not only does she give off mom like Kris Jenner vibes, she also gives the artist Pink vibes, and Pink is kind of BA. Let's be honest. I wouldn't want to have a fight with her. Let's be honest. And so with that, this gives me your mom, because she also gives me Pink vibes, and I would not want to have a fight with your mom. Yeah!
And you are correct. If you don't want to fight anybody, it's my mom.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Hey, you know what is this weekend? So sorry, moms. Any moment now. Still going. All the moms out there is like, that's me. Monday through Sunday, 24/7.
Mom. Mommy. Mama.
Taylor, okay, they already heard it.
I'm just practicing.
Are you going to call your mom and do that entire thing for her?
No, I called her last night and said, Mom, Mom, it's Mom's Day on Sunday. What do you want to do, Mom? It's all about you, Mom.
She's like, I want you to leave me alone is what I want you to do. Like,
I wish I could block your number.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of Mother's Day Sunday, which I'm saying put these trivia questions in the cards.
I think that's fun.
Mom would love it. Question is, 15% of moms keep this for 15 years or more. What is it?
Moms are so organized.
I know.
Oh, jeez. I envy that. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I mean, think about how many times have you went to your mom and you're like, Mom, do you still got this? Whatever it is. Mom always has it.
Mom always has everything.
Never gets rid of it.
It's a real superpower.
It's crazy because the house is like a black hole. You're like, there's no way she still has it.
But she knows exactly where it is.
And yet she still has it.
Every time.
Oh, I got to say the question.
I'm like, what are you? You just dissociated. I just saw your eyes glaze over. That was weird.
Tonight's trivia question. 15% of moms keep this for 15 years or more.
What is it? Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. Are you good?
I'm disassociating like sometimes moms have to do, okay?
Of course.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. I saw something on... I'm confused by one of them. The text messages.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. Some people are just tuning in.
Okay.
Welcome to the program, Let's Get Quizzical. My partner here gets a little excited sometimes.
Well, I do. The question is, 15% of moms keep this for 15 years or more. What is it? We're doing this question for Mother's Day this weekend, by the way.
Don't forget about your mom. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 86-85 said a baby blanket.
I don't know if I ever had one.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't have one. I have a blanket. I was obsessed with 101 Dalmatians.
Classic.
And so I still have a like it was a comforter from when I was a kid.
I'm going to need to see a photo of it because we had a Rugrats one. And I wonder if they look similar.
Oh, probably.
They were the best blankies.
And I still have it to this day. It's like all torn up, but mm-hmm. I still have it. It's in the basement.
Where it belongs. It's where all childhood things go.
Yeah. Allie says baby teeth. I know I have that and a chunk of hair in my baby book.
I don't think I do.
What's like the hospital bracelet? I also have that.
Yeah, I don't know. See, here's the thing. I'm the third kid.
So they gave up.
At that point, my poor parents were exhausted.
They were like, crap, I think we were supposed to take her teeth, but what happened to it?
Maybe they do. I'm fairly certain. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
What about your baby brother? At that point, they were like, oh, crap, we have another kid.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
They're like, where did he go?
Maybe they got a whole chest of teeth. They don't even have a baby book. I have no idea. These are questions I'll ask on Mother's Day. How about that? 5901 said umbilical cord.
Okay. All right. Hold up. I'm going to be respectful because I'm not a mom. Why are we keeping these? I have questions. I'm not a mom, but I got questions. Why are we keeping these?
I don't know. The whole concept of an umbilical cord from a childless woman is freaky. My sister, who recently had a child, and was like, oh my gosh, yeah, her umbilical cord fell off. And I was like, did you freak out? Because I would scream.
The umbilical cord gives me the heebie-jeebies. It looks like an alien. I'm sorry. It freaks me out. What is coming out of the baby?
I don't know what you would do with it. I don't know if you freeze dry it. I don't know.
To eat it later? No, what do we do?
You know what? Somebody probably does. I don't know. I clearly had never been a mother.
This is why what I do you can't do be one. Because if it apparently it falls off the baby, I'm not
Well, it's supposed
that.
To. Otherwise, you would have an umbilical cord still.
I'm not picking that up.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to call 911 and make a police officer pick it up.
I think maybe your mind changes when you're like, yeah, I made that umbilical cord. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of proudness as a mother.
I need to grow up, apparently, if I can't handle that at all.
You know what? If somebody has an umbilical cord in a box somewhere, pop off. That's what I say to that. Good for you for keeping
track of
it. This
is when I know I still have some growing up to do, you know?
I didn't say that I want to see it, you know? I'm saying if that's you... Period. Queen.
No, I'm saying, like, if I'm still getting the heebie-jeebies over that, I gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
The question tonight, 15% of moms keep this for 15 years or more. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in, like, 3 minutes.
I am glad I went into the field of radio.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be a nurse. I respect you. You guys do awesome work. Kudos to you. But if you came out with an umbilical cord, I'd pass out.
Well, you got to come out with an I think they'd be more freaked out if you came out without one.
The question tonight in honor of, if you didn't know, it is... That's the wrong thing.
That'll do.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! Mama! Ma!
How do moms deal with this?
Mom! Mom! Mom!
I get annoyed after 2 seconds of that. Moms, do you really have to deal with that?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
No, thank you. Tonight's trivia question. In honor of Mother's Day this Sunday, 15% of moms keep this for 15 years or more. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I hope they don't have this, but 15% of moms keep your report cards for 15 years or more.
Oh,
you
wow.
talking about the ones that got mine saying she talks too much?
Mm. I don't think my mom has any. I would be really surprised unless there was something. I didn't have report cards like that, though. Mine were like, does she speak at all?
Oh, mine always said, yeah, she talks too much. And I had a lot of F's and D's. So you know what? They probably didn't keep it because they were like, she's a disgrace for us.
Or they framed it.
Why would they frame?
I don't know.
I think they're more like, she's a disgrace. All she talks too much is she gets a lot of F's and D's. How is she ever going to graduate?
Well, that's really sad.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.